Stuff White People Like by Christian Lander was a successful example of a blog that was turned into a book. Now Portuguese Nobel laureate José Saramago has done this too. José Saramago is the author of Blindness and The Year of the Death of Ricardo Reis and many more books, as he's been writing since 1947. His latest, though, is called The Notebook, a collection of his blog on politics and the arts from September 2008 to August 2009. For The Book Show, reviewer David Astle dipped into The Notebook.
Let's do an experiment. I'm going to read a list of Portuguese writers, and you buzz in the moment you hear a familiar name. You ready? With apologies for any rough pronunciations, here we go. Antero de Cantal, Padre Antonio Vieira, José Cardoso Pires, Natalia Correa. I can't hear you. Can you hear me? Let's try a few more. Fernando Nomura, Miguel Torga. This isn't working. Or not for Portugal, anyway. But it does prove a point. The list is the cream of Portuguese letters, yet most of us here in Australia are blind to them. Compare that to explorers from the same neighbourhood, Vasco da Gama and Magellan, or the Algarve, the wine. Back with books, how many Spanish writers can you name? Together we'd manage a dozen, I'm sure. Same for Italian, German, while a French list would need a long lunch. Strange how some parts of Europe are à la carte, while others are off the menu. Now is not the time to speculate why. Instead, let's catch the waiter's eye and order the Portuguese writer known to most, José Saramago. For those unaware of this name too, Saramago won the Nobel Prize 12 years ago and is the fabulist behind the recent Hollywood experiment called Blindness, where people wake up and cannot see. His other feat of magic realism is the stone raft, the raft being Spain and Portugal, the whole peninsula breaking loose of Mother Europe and drifting in the Atlantic. This Portuguese man of letters also made that list I mentioned earlier, a tribute to the riches of his homeland, even if Australian readers aren't part of the feast. The gesture is true to character. At 86, Saramago is a patrono of the arts, a champion of Iberian stories and those who tell them. Such a role explains his latest publication, The Notebook, a grab-bag collection of the writer's blog entries. That's right, a bloke online, on song, in his 80s. The book reads like an op-ed journal, a posting for every day from September 2008, when George W. was staggering in Washington, until the wane of Obama's honeymoon in August the following year. Tell me, what's the word? Neither columns nor stories fit, but the entries are a miscellany, from bagging Berlusconi to marvelling at fob watches. Perhaps the notebook is blogature or e-musement. Whichever the case, we ricochet from democracy to bronchitis, from Camp Gitmo to lost friends, feeling a bit like web crawlers, gypsies in search of a plot, undernourished by surplus. To quote John Denver, some days are diamonds, some days are stones. The best begin with questions. Do torturers have souls? What might God think of the Pope? Framed this way, the 700 words to follow assemble into a bold and often caustic argument. I have nothing against hope, he writes one day, but I prefer impatience. On another day, somewhere in July, is perhaps the book's key. I don't think I have ever divided my identity from my conscience as a citizen. I believe that where one goes, the other should go too. Consequently, in dense blocks, month by month, we get the eloquence and social pangs of a Portuguese giant. Less a book than an archive, where the very best entry is saved till last. It won't spoil the plot to tell you. After all, August 28, an entry named The Carburetta is just another raffle ticket in the barrel. I find it astonishing to consider that Saramago, a name which means wild radish in his native tongue, was once a blacksmith in his youth, and then a mechanic, going from oxen to fiats, before becoming a journalist, a writer, and finally, a blogger. The evolution of man funneled into a lifetime, and that's just a single Portuguese writer. I'm going back to that list of strangers to click with a few more.
David Astle there, who also writes crosswords for daily newspapers, reviewing The Notebook by José Saramago. It's published by Verso. On tomorrow's program, we're having a look at the short stories of Anton Chekhov.